2. The Sieve and the Sand. They read the long afternoon through, while the cold November rain fell from the sky upon the quiet house. They sat in the hall because the parlor was so empty and gray-looking, without its wall lit with orange and yellow confetti and skyrockets, and women in gold mesh dresses, and men in black velvet pulling 100-pound rabbits from silver hats. The parlor was dead, and Mildred kept peering in at it with a blank expression as Montag paced the floor and came back and squatted down and read a page as many as 10 times aloud. We cannot tell the precise moment when friendship is formed, as in filling a vessel drop by drop, there's at last a drop which makes it run over. So, in a series of kindnesses, there is at least one which makes the heart run over. Montag sat listening to the rain. Is that what it was in the girl next door? I've tried so hard to figure.
She's dead. Let's talk about someone alive, for goodness sake.
Montag did not look back at his wife as he went trembling along the hall to the kitchen, where he stood a long time watching the rain hit the windows before he came back down the hall in the gray light, waiting for the tremble to subside. He opened another book. That favorite subject, myself. He squinted at the wall. That favorite subject, myself.
I understand that one, said Mildred.
But Clarice's favorite subject wasn't herself, it was everyone else and me. She was the first person in a good many years I've really liked. She was the first person I can remember who looked straight at me as if I counted. He lifted the two books. These men have been dead a long time, but I know their words point one way or another to Clarice. Outside the door, in the rain, a faint scratching. Montag froze. He saw Mildred thrust herself back to the wall and gasp.
Someone, the door. Why doesn't the door? Voice tell us.
I shut it off. Under the doorsill, a slow, probing sniff, an exhalation of electric steam. Mildred laughed.
It's only a dog, that's what. You want me to show him away?
Stay where you are.
Silence. The cold rain falling, and the smell of blue electricity blowing under the locked door.
Let's get back to work, said Montag quietly.
Mildred kicked at a book.
Books aren't people. You read, and I look all around, but there isn't anybody.
He stared at the parlor that was dead and gray as the waters of an ocean that might teem with life if they switched on the electronic sun.
Now, said Mildred, my family is people. They tell me things. I laugh. They laugh. And the colors.
Yes, I know.
And besides, if Captain Beatty knew about those books,
she thought about it. Her face grew amazed and then horrified.
He might come and burn the house and the family. That's awful. Think of our investment. Why should I read? What for?
What for? Why? Said Montag.
I saw the damnedest snake in the world the other night. It was dead, but it was alive. It could see, but it couldn't see.
You want to see that snake? It's at emergency hospital, where they filed a report on all the junk the snake got out of you. Would you like to go and check their file? Maybe you'd look under Guy Montag, or maybe under fear or war. Would you like to go to that house that burnt last night and rake ashes for the bones of the woman who set fire to her own house? What about Clarice McClellan? Where do we look for her? The morgue? Listen! The bombers crossed the sky and crossed the sky over the house, gasping, murmuring, whistling like an immense, invisible fan, circling in emptiness.
Jesus God, said Montag. Every hour, so many damn things in the sky. How in hell did those bombers get up there every single second of our lives? Why doesn't someone want to talk about it? We've started and won two atomic wars since 2022. Is it because we're having so much fun at home, we've forgotten the world? Is it because we're so rich and the rest of the world so poor and we just don't care if they are? I've heard rumors the world is starving, but we're well fed. Is it true the world works hard and we play? Is that why we're hated so much? I've heard the rumors about hate, too, once in a long while over the years. Do you know why? I don't, that's sure. Maybe the books can get us half out of the cave. They just might stop us from making the same damn insane mistakes. I don't hear those idiot bastards in your parlor talking about it. God, Millie, don't you see? An hour, a day, 2 hours with these books, and maybe we...
The telephone rang. Mildred snatched the phone.
Anne, she laughed. Yes, the white clown's on tonight.